thieves broke into an insurance office in Ireland.
Okay.
Because if they broke into it, they're going to rip things off. Because I guess somebody walked in and saw a really big safe in the back. And they said,
okay.
Well, and they said, well, wait till tonight. We're going to break in. We're not going to break into the safe. We're going to steal the safe. You know,
why does an insurance place have a safe?
I don't know. I mean, it was probably there when they bought the place. Who knows? I mean, sometimes when you buy a house, there's a safe already in the house because somebody owned it before you.
Right.
But I guess they had.
I mean, is it a prop? Did they? Who designed their office? Somebody from theater?
it was funny because I was in business a couple of months ago, and they had this massive safe in the back. And I said, how the hell did you get that back here? Because it was it used to be on a train for Wells Fargo. I mean, this is a massive safe.
Right.
So when they bought the place, they just, I don't know how they got it in there, but they're never going to get it out because it probably weighs as much as a car.
Too expensive, yeah.
But these people saw a safe and it was pretty big. And they said, you know what? We could probably carry this thing out. So we're going to break in late at night. We're going to steal the safe. So the manager of the insurance company comes back in the next morning and the whole walls are broken down. The safe is gone. So they went through all this trouble to take the safe. And the manager said, hey, by the way, we were going to throw that safe away because there's nothing in it. We never use it. It was too big to move. So
it's a prop.
So thank you.
We're an insurance company. We don't actually have anything here.
They actually
everything we do is online.
They did us a favor by taking the safe out. Now we don't have to pay somebody to move the safe. They did it for us.
They should leave some trash next time, just some big trash bags and just, you know, but do like a Scrooge McDuck thing where like you paint the big dollar signs on there, like a big bag of money. You know, this is a big bag of money. You should take it.
Put it in like a cloth bag.
Ignore the word hefty.
I just love that. So these guys broke in, took the safe. You know, they have hernias now and they probably dropped it on their toe and all that. And they finally,
I love that you're concerned with the health of thieves. Who cares if they have hernias and they hurt their toe?
Well, I'm just saying they went through all this hell to steal this massive safe. They get it home, they open it, it's empty.
When I watch a murder show and I see somebody be bludgeoned to death with a piece of wood, my first thought isn't, gee, I hope the murderer didn't get a splinter.
Yeah.
Did
he break the bat? Is the bat still okay? Yeah, that's what I want to know. But you go through all that. You know, you're going to have to hire somebody. You got to bring over one of your friends that does
do
that puts the ear thing on and listens to the safe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to listen.
Right. So you got that one friend that can do that. So it probably took them 3-4 days to open up the safe. They finally open it. Nothing in there. And now you got this big, huge safe in your living room and your wife is going to yell at you and there's nothing in the safe.
But that you gotta do recon. You gotta go in there first, see what's in the safe, see if it's worth your time. Because now you're gonna do prison. Because that's the thing. When you go to prison, you better have a good story. You can't walk in there and be like, "Yeah, it was totally like Geraldo Rivera. Open the safe, nothing in it."
Well, you tell everybody in jail that it was loaded, and you know it's waiting for you when you get out in 10 years.
I guess if you're a criminal, you're probably also not very honest. I just realized you don't have to tell the true story. You don't tell the real story. I would be a terrible criminal because I'd be afraid to lie. Because I'd be like, they could just Google me and find out.
They don't have Google in jail.
They don't have Google?
I don't think so. You have to wait till you go.
Tinder? No Tinder.
You go to the library, and I think the last thing you want to do is Google that guy. I think you want to look at porn or talk to your wife or something when you get to the library. Other news of this week is daylight saving time is going on this weekend.
Thank you for saying it correctly.
Well, I because it's been beat in my head
by me and Chad,
by you and Chad for the past 20 years. It's daylight saving time,
right?
Not daylight savings time that people say, but daylight saving time. So that begins this weekend, and I always hate it because I lose an hour of something I love the most, and that's sleep.
it's not just, you know, we all lose an hour. It's not just, it's not something we're just doing to you alone.
It's just
it's,
me.
It's everybody.
Well, and the bad thing is when you have kids, the kids don't know that it's 6 a.m. and not 7 a.m.
Right.
So they never get over it.
So, yeah, dogs too. My dogs are still waking me up early. I'm like, no, we did the daylight saving time. I mean, now it's good because now they'll finally get back, you know, to their regular schedule.
Yeah, because now dogs are going to start getting hungry at 4:30, not 5:30.
Yeah.
So they're going to be following you around.
It's going to be even worse now.
Yeah, because they don't have watches. They don't know. They can't tell the time. But scientists...
Why do we still do this? Why are we doing this at all?
We need to get rid of it at some point.
Well, no, Arizona, Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands all do not do daylight saving time.
So Arizona doesn't?
But Arizona doesn't.
Everybody around them does?
Yep.
See, that's so confusing.
Of course. It's already confusing because, like, my friends that are out there, I got to figure out, like, what time should I call you? Well, are you 3 hours earlier? You're 4 hours earlier? Or has it all caught up and now you're, like, 12 hours earlier? Like, is it like calling London? What is it like calling Arizona from New York at this point?
Yeah, it's too confusing. When I go to Tennessee, I got to figure out, okay, am I losing an hour or I'm gaining an hour? And then when I come back, it always confuses me. So scientists now say it takes some of us up to 2 weeks to recover from the effect of changing time.
See that? I think, and that's the bad part. That's what I'm saying. We shouldn't do it. We should just pick a schedule, stick to it, and that's the time.
But which one do you want?
But it doesn't matter. I don't, just pick one. The idea is like,
which one do you want is what I'm saying. Do you want it to get dark at 6 p.m. or do you want it to get dark at 7 p.m.?
I want it to get dark at 7 p.m. I want more daylight.
Okay.
I want more daylight. I want more time in my I'm a late night gal. I like to walk the dogs, you know, later in the day. I want to walk them in the light, not in pitch black.
But when we did mornings, we wanted it to be dark at 5.
Yeah, I don't do mornings anymore. I don't care.
Yeah, I know. But we could any day get a morning gig, and then there goes that, and we're going to want to wake up or go to bed at 5 p.m.
I don't care. Just pick one is what I'm saying. The back and forth is so bad for your sleep. It's so bad for everything. And I don't care. I know that the phones all change by themselves, but there's always one idiot that you make a brunch plan with, and they don't show up. You know, that Sunday. Oh, I didn't realize. I mean, now at least it's COVID, so no one's having brunch, but every single year it was always a problem. There's always somebody. I never made plans on that Sunday because there was always some idiot that would stand you up.
Well, there's always that one guy at work that would show up a half an hour late and say, well, it was because I didn't change my clocks.
That's what I'm saying. And now it's there's no excuse. I mean, except for your oven and maybe your microwave, everything else is digital. It changes itself.
I got to take clocks off the wall. That's a whole thing. Then you got to find the little nail that you put the clock back on. It's a pain in the ass.
I know. I mean, it's a pain in the ass for sleep. It's a pain in the ass on every level. I just don't. Again, we did it because when we were an agrarian society and we needed, you know, kids to go out and plow the fields, it was important to have that sunlight early or sunlight later, you know, depending on what crop we were doing. That's not the case anymore. I mean, there are still farms and farmers, but it's not everybody. And, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
So let them be on whatever time they want to be on. The rest of us, let us have our own. So do you change the clocks before you go to bed or do you change them in the morning?
Neither. It's like days later. I look at my phone. I'll be like, oh, nothing in the kitchen matches my phone.
And
it never does anyway, even if I change it. Like right now, all the clocks in my kitchen say all different times. My kitchen is like four different time zones because the microwave is brand new and the oven is old. And then the clock that was on our wall, like my decorative clock that was on our wall in Long Island is now in my kitchen. You know, so that's I don't even know. That doesn't work anymore. I think it stays on 5.
It stays on 5 p.m. So sometimes it's right.
I haven't put a battery in that. I haven't done anything with that in years. So
twice a day I look at it and go, it's right.